I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 28th. Well, beginning this Friday, two roadways through the Blue Hills Reservation in Quincy will be closed on the weekends. The state says that Wapatuck Road and Chickatobit Road will close this Friday at 5 p.m. and remain closed through Sunday night. The weekend closures will continue through early September in a trial program aimed at stopping drag racing and other reckless behavior in those neighborhoods. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy says the city, the state, traffic engineers, and public safety officials, along with residents, have all had input into the test program after years of complaints about disruptive motorists, particularly on the weekends. The program will be evaluated in the fall to determine if it was successful. A six-year-old child who was previously reported missing was located yesterday after a Randolph police detective followed a water trail to the child's location. The child, who is nonverbal and non-responsive, was last seen on Bittersweet Lane in Randolph just before noon yesterday. A search was initiated, and nearby agencies, including state, local, and regional, joined the search for the child. During a neighborhood canvas, Detective Trevor Clark said he noticed water running down a driveway and followed the trail to an unoccupied home where he found the boy. He left the area but said he had a nagging feeling that had him double back for a second look. The boy had turned on a sink inside the home that eventually overflowed. The boy was safe and uninjured but was taken to a nearby hospital for observation. Governor Healey yesterday announcing a series of new MBTA pilot programs designed to make public transportation more affordable, flexible, and easier to use. Beginning this fall, the T will launch three new pilot programs while also extending two popular commuter rail affordability programs through November. Expanded two-hour unlimited transfer windows, elimination of higher express bus fares, car-free seniors. In partnership with the Registry of Motor Vehicles, the T will offer free fares to Massachusetts residents 75 and older who no longer drive. 50% off monthly commuter rail passes for September, October, and November. $1 weekend companion fares, allowing monthly pass holders to bring one companion on weekend trips for just $1 each way. The T will continue to offer all commuter rail summer promotions through the end of August, including free summer Fridays and expanded weekend travel for monthly pass holders. The summer promotions program has already delivered strong results. The T has seen about 50% increase in commuter rail ridership on Fridays in June compared to May, and riders have taken more than 6,200 companion trips since that program launched. Since launching the country's first-ever remote terminal program this summer, Massachusetts Port Authority says the results have been successful enough that it wants to expand it. The program will allow air travel passengers headed to Logan to be pre-screened at an off-site location and be bused to the airport and dropped off after security. Massport launched a pilot of the program on June 1st in Framingham and expects to move its 10,000th passenger today, according to Massport CEO Rich Davey. While jurors heard dramatically different explanations yesterday for why Lindsay Clancy allegedly killed her three young children, as opening statements were delivered in the closely watched murder trial, Clancy is charged with three counts of murder for the January 2023 strangulation deaths of her children at the family's Duxbury home. Prosecutors portrayed Clancy as a calculating and manipulative mother who intentionally killed her three children after concealing key information from both her husband and medical providers. The Commonwealth detailed the lives of each child and described the circumstances surrounding their deaths, arguing the killings were deliberate and planned. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington countered that Clancy was suffering from severe postpartum psychosis and was heavily medicated at the time of the killings. While the defense does not dispute that Clancy killed the children, Reddington argued she was not criminally responsible because of her mental state. The defense is expected to center much of its case on Clancy's documented mental health struggles in the months leading up to the deaths. Prosecutors will seek to convince jurors that she understood her actions and intended to carry them out. Patrick Clancy, Lindsay Clancy's husband at the time of the killings, was the first witness called by prosecutors. Trials expected to last several weeks and will likely feature testimony from medical experts, family members, investigators, and first responders. Jurors will ultimately decide whether Clancy was criminally responsible for the deaths of her children or whether mental illness prevented her from understanding the nature of her actions. A testimony will resume tomorrow. There is no court today due to a scheduling conflict. The Massachusetts State Lottery is now online. State Treasurer Deb Goldberg announced yesterday that Mass Lottery Online has launched for lottery players 21 and older. She said profits from digital lottery sales will go toward grants for early childhood education and care. Players can buy scratch tickets online as well as other popular draw-based games like Powerball and Mega Millions. There are also more than 20 slot machine-style e-instant games on the app. Players can bet between 50 cents and $50 per play. There are also two new online-only draw games called Mass 3 with Wicked Bonus and Mass 4 with Wicked Bonus, with top prizes of $500 and $5,000, respectively. The games are similar to the numbers game with a daily drawing at 10 p.m. The lottery plans to add new online games later this year, including virtual horse racing. Traditional Keno will continue to be a retail-only game. Players must be in Massachusetts to sign up and play the lottery online. Signing up for a Mass Lottery player account requires entering your full Social Security number, name, date of birth, and address. Players cannot use a credit card to play lottery games online, only debit cards, online banking, bank transfers, PayPal, and Apple Pay are accepted. Any prize of $50,000 or more won online has to be claimed in person at Lottery Headquarters in Dorchester. All prizes won online will not be able to be claimed in the form of a trust. The lottery says it will promote responsible play by letting users know that they can set limits on how much they spend. There will also be pop-up notices every 30 minutes so people are aware of how long they've been playing. Players can also self-exclude themselves from the online lottery or set a cool-off period that prevents them from betting for up to 6 months. A new book about the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe and the trials of Karen Reed hits bookstores today. New York Times bestselling author Dave Wedge wrote Blizzard of Lies, Karen Reed, John O'Keefe, and the Shocking Unsolved Murder in Coptown, USA. Wedge, who is known for his other works on the Boston Marathon bombing, Whitey Bulger, and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, started working on the new book shortly after John O'Keefe died in Canton. The book tells the story of O'Keefe's death and the trials that ultimately acquitted Karen Reed of his murder. This is Wedge's eighth book. He writes about a divided community, giving a full picture of the case, and something he hasn't seen before, the Free Karen Reed movement. Wedge said he interviewed more than 50 people for the book, spending a good amount of time with the O'Keefe family. From O'Keefe raising his niece and nephew as his own to his work on the Boston Marathon and his relationship with Reed, Wedge says details in the book about O'Keefe will give people a better understanding of who John was. Karen Reed was found not guilty of murdering O'Keefe. She walked away from Norfolk Superior Court only at fault for operating under the influence. Wedge will be on tour promoting the book starting today. You can meet him at the Barnes & Noble in Hingham tonight at 6 o'clock. He'll make other stops in Massachusetts and New Hampshire through October. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 262 points. The NASDAQ dropped 43, and the S&P rose 1 point. Most markets in Asia were down. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $84 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the A's in Oakland 4-2. They're back at it tonight at 9:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today: cloudy, maybe some pop-up showers, and a high of 84. For tonight, scattered showers, a low of 66. Tomorrow, windy, rainy day, heavy downpours at times, and some possible thunderstorms tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. More scattered showers Thursday, high 74, and still a chance of a shower on Friday, high 78. The marine forecast calling for 1 to 2 foot waves. Winds starting out from the south at 5 to 10 knots, then becoming southeast, 10 to 15, with gusts to 20 knots. High tide, 11:34 a.m. Sunrise, 5:33, and sets at 8:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 28th.